Our scripture lesson for this morning is found in the first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 3, and beginning with verse 10. According to the grace of God which was given to me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Would you please bow your head with me? Gracious Father, enlighten our minds, we pray, by the Spirit who proceeds from you, so that just as your Son promised, we may be led into all truth. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated. Grace, mercy, and peace to each one of you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Sometime around the year 51 AD, while he was on his second missionary journey, St. Paul arrived in the city of Corinth. Now, according to the website sacreddestinations.com, the city of Corinth was an impressive place back then. Its population may have exceeded 700,000. It had two seaports, so there was an abundance of sailors, of travelers, world travelers, and merchants. The city was very cosmopolitan and eclectic. It had its tourist attractions. The Temple of Aphrodite was there with all of its temple prostitutes. It was a bustling place, a worldly place, a pagan place. And yet it was into that place that God decided to deposit his word and build a Christian congregation. That's why Paul ended up there, was he was going to be God's tool to build that congregation. And we don't really know very much about all that went on while Paul was there in Corinth. We do know that while he was there, he reasoned with people in the synagogues till they got mad at him, and then he left the synagogue. We know that Paul was frightened while he was there. Kind of hard to imagine that for me, anyway. But we know that he was frightened while he was there because he wrote to these people later, "I was with you in fear and in much trembling." He was there for a year and a half, and that year is compressed into but 17 verses there in the book of Acts. And then he left. Sometime around 3.5 years, give or take some months, he receives news that the congregation there that he had established in Corinth was having some problems. And so he sat down, and under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, he began writing a letter to address those problems. And that letter is where our text is found this morning, what we call the first letter to the Corinthians. I think actually it may have been his second letter to the Corinthians, but it's the first one that we have that it still exists. And our lesson is found there in chapter 3 and beginning with verse 10. But if you read verse 9, you'll find out that St. Paul has just said to these people, "You are God's building." And now verse 10 makes some sense. You are God's building. And now he says, according to the grace of God which was given to me as a wise master builder, I laid the foundation, and now another one builds upon it. Well, now there's nothing difficult to understand about that passage, is there? He's simply saying that he, St. Paul, was the one who began the work there in Corinth, and now since he has left, someone else is continuing his work of teaching those people God's word. But I find it kind of intriguing. I want to ask a question about this. He says, I laid the foundation. And, I mean, that's not hard to understand either. He was teaching these people the foundational truths of Christianity. That is, the foundation for their faith, what their faith was built upon, and their Christian life, and that congregation. Teachings about Jesus. But, well, he says, I laid the foundation. That's all he got done in 18 months. He laid a foundation and that was it in 18 months. Well, was he a slow worker? Isn't he somebody that would remind us of a road crew out there sometimes? You know, when you read the book of Acts, I don't think you would ever say that Paul was a slow worker. In fact, I think that what we would call him today is a go-getter. No, that's not the reason that it took him 18 months to lay that foundation. I'll tell you what I think. I think he took 18 months to lay that foundation because that foundation was of the utmost importance. And he says what that congregation is in verse 11. He says, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid. That's the one he laid, St. Paul laid there. And that foundation, he says, is Jesus Christ. That's why he took so long. He was teaching them about Jesus. You see, the congregation in Corinth, like any congregation, like this group of here, gathered here, really is a compendium made up of people and the lives that they live. And so when St. Paul says that he laid a foundation and that foundation was Jesus, he's simply saying he was teaching them about Jesus. It takes time to do that. There's a lot to teach about our Lord Jesus Christ. And as he is teaching these people, I just imagine him gathering one or two at a time. Anybody who would listen to him, one or two at a time, God began to work miracles. And the miracle was that they believed him. They believed in Jesus Christ. They believed on Jesus as their Savior from sin, so they could say, I'm resting upon Jesus. Now, you know what? Isn't that what a house does on its foundation? It just rests there on the foundation. Doesn't do any great work upon that foundation. If anything, the foundation holds the house. It keeps the house. It rests there. What a great analogy, isn't it, for the church? What a great analogy for the Christian life, for a Christian to rest upon our foundation. Maybe you and I need to learn a lesson from a house this morning. That is to rest upon our foundation. I wonder, there's a lot of people here this morning, and I wonder, I'll bet you there's somebody here who is struggling with something. Somebody who could use some rest. Maybe loneliness, maybe guilt. I don't know what it might be for you. There's a good reason that Paul preached Jesus, and he says he's the only foundation. That's because he's the one who went to Calvary. He's the one who bled his blood there upon the cross for you. And that blood washed away all the sin and all of the shame of your sins. Boy, you think back sometimes, and can't you remember things of which you are ashamed? You know, those things don't exist anymore. They've been washed away. The Bible says that he who knew no sin became sin for us, so that we might become the righteousness of God in him. The blood that flowed from his body washed it all away. You say, why would he do that for me? Because he wants you. That's why you say, oh, nobody wants me. Oh, yes, he does. Why else would he go through that torture if he did not want you? That's why he came, for you, to gather you to himself. He wants you. Rest on him. He's your foundation. And the peace that passes all understanding will keep your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. Would you please rise and pray with me the prayer that is printed for us, the responsive prayer in our worship folder? Lord God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for the instruction in your sacred scriptures which you have so graciously provided through this institution. Bless this school by your grace, that it may always remain built upon the foundation of your word.
Good morning. Thank you, Dr. Holberg, for your message this morning. This year, we're recognizing the centennial of Old Main. Right before school started, we opened the time capsule to examine the contents that were in it from the cornerstone. And I was reminded this morning that they're actually going to be on display starting today in the library. So if you have a chance to see what was contained there from 100 years ago, you're welcome to do that. We'll have a few events during the course of Fall Festival this weekend to highlight the building in addition. You know, it's a big deal. It's an important milestone for us on our campus and, for that matter, even in our society. You know, there aren't many buildings in the U.S. that last not just for 100 years but also serve a very important function through that entire time span. Old Main's done both for us. And certainly the physical foundation and the construction of the building was well planned and executed. But that's not why I'm up here this morning. It's really because that sort of serves for us as a spiritual metaphor for the foundation that we want to celebrate this year. That's what the text for the meditation that Dr. Holberg based his homily on this morning and the theme for the year, building on the cornerstone, point to for us. Many on this campus have gone before us and have built and added and changed a variety of things on this campus. But by the grace of God, the base, the foundation of this college remains the same. In a few weeks, we'll replace the time capsule from the cornerstone, and we'll be adding some items to that that continue to reflect the importance of Jesus as our chief cornerstone on this campus. I was present for the conversations about what should be included in that box, and I'm not going to go through the list today. We'll be here for a little while. But any of you who have been part of Bethany for any length of time, really, would find that each of those things make perfect sense to be included. The remarkable thing, however, was how quickly they were agreed upon. There wasn't this long deliberation or debates and secret ballots or arguments to figure out what it was. We did it in one short meeting. Wish we could do that on a regular basis on campus. But no, seriously, though, it was thoughtful, but it happened very, very quickly. And I think it really speaks to the fact that as a body of materials that we're going to be putting there, they all speak to the importance of the foundation of Jesus here for us on this campus. What a blessing it is for us to be part of that spiritual continuity. And so whether you live or dine or relax or work in Old Main, be reminded and be thankful that Bethany is indeed built on the true foundation. That's Jesus Christ our Lord. Thanks be to God.